And now it's time for another little musical break in Fighting Bob Fest. They are radical, they are always clever, and they can rock a hat, the Raging Grannies.
Wisconsin's alive with the songs of protest. It seems we have sung for a thousand years. My heart hears a call of the sound of protest. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. We want legislation to save our resources, our lakes and our soil and our trees. We want education that's fair and responsive to all student needs. Good health care for all and employment that pays us a true living wage. We'll sing through the night. If we have to, we'll rant and we'll rage. We'll take to the hills and the fields and sidewalks so the people will hear what we clamor.
This next song is given to us by the very talented Lauren Mayer. With her permission, we bring this to you. Have you heard the news of late? How Republicans in state after state have launched huge, huge fights, legislative fights, against women's reproductive rights.
But if my uterus were a gun, these guys would leave it alone. They say, oh, go have fun. We won't quibble or moan. They hate all forms of regulation, except when it comes to procreation. Then they'll take away our choices, 'cause they can't hear women's voices. If my cervix were a rifle, they would keep their mouth shut. And maybe they would stifle, saying the pill is just for sluts. When I want to get my eggs lost, they tell me I should keep my legs crossed. With the steps these guys are taking, they all sound just like Todd Akin. If my ovaries were semi-automatic weapons, all these laws we'd escape. Our birth control they step on while still talking about rape. And in the guise of weird knight-errant-hood, they try to get rid of Planned Parenthood. 'Cause these men know better than I, oh, just ask the governor.
Texas,
or North Carolina,
or Virginia,
or Indiana,
or Wisconsin. If our vaginas were large capacity ammunition clips, life for women would would be a breeze. There would be access to contraception to prevent unwanted pregnancies. So we wouldn't need abortion in the first place. To protect all fertilized eggs, they've sworn. But the kids are on their own as soon as they're born. But all this debate would be done if my uterus were only a gun. Bang! 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 Bang!
Bang!
I'll go right here.
Since Governor Walker has made singing a crime, we would like to involve all of you in a little bit of criminal mischief. Please join us in singing the chorus of our third and final song, and I believe that there are copies that are going around. Please share them.
Quarter million jobs, that was Walker's pledge. He promised that Wisconsin would be cutting edge. He blathered and he boasted, now my head just throbs. With all that noise, we're still last in jobs because Walker won. And what did we get? A criminal scheme and deeper in debt. He'll drag us to the bottom because his plans don't work. Save Wisconsin with Mary Burke. 63,000 cut from Badger Care. Walker said, don't worry, insurance is there. He sat on the numbers after giving his word. But 70% are still uninsured because Walker won. And what did we get? A criminal scheme and deeper in debt. He'll drag us to the bottom cause his plans don't work. Save Wisconsin with Mary Burke. The GOP swears it's not a pawn of the rich. But grannies know the GOP is bait and switch. Divide and conquer and misinform. Corruption and lies are Wisconsin's new norm. Because Walker won, and what did we get? A criminal scheme and deeper in debt. He'll drag us to the bottom cause his plans don't work. Save Wisconsin with Mary Burke. Now's the time for you to get on Mary's train. With Scott Walker gone, we've got a lot to gain. Mary needs you. Join her on this ride. Together we'll restore our Wisconsin pride because Walker won. And what did we get? A criminal scheme and deeper in debt. He'll drag us to the bottom because his plans don't work. Save Wisconsin with Mary Burke. Save Wisconsin with Mary Burke.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're off.